Statistical Quality Control. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines statistical quality control, SQC, as follows. The application of statistical techniques to control quality. The practice includes acceptance sampling as well as statistical process control. However, the term is often used interchangeably with the term statistical process control. SQC can be described as a feedback system. The purpose of applying statistics to manufacturing quality is to study and understand how process and product variations impact quality in ways that can be measured and therefore assigned a monetary cost. Once data are collected, analyzed, and properly understood, action can be taken to reduce variations within a process and within produced products. While statistical process control, SPC, is often used as a synonym for statistical quality control, the terms are not interchangeable. A technical distinction is that SPC is the application of statistical analysis tools to control process inputs, independent variables, while SQC is the application of the statistical analysis tools to monitor process outputs, dependent variables. Statistical quality control is therefore a broader concept that encompasses both statistical process control and acceptance sampling. Acceptance sampling is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary in part as follows. The process of sampling a portion of goods for inspection rather than examining the entire lot. The entire lot may be accepted or rejected based on the sample, even though the specific units in the lot are better or worse than the sample. There are two types of acceptance sampling. Attribute sampling. The presence or absence of a characteristic is noted in each of the units inspected. No measurements are needed. For example, the use of a go/no-go gauge is either pass or fail. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines go/no-go as follows. The state of a unit or product. Two parameters are possible. Go conforms to specification, and no-go does not conform to specification. Variable sampling. The numerical magnitude of a characteristic is measured and recorded for each inspected unit. This type of sampling involves reference to a continuous scale of some kind, for example, measurement of length. The process steps for attribute sampling are as follows. Take a sample of a specified quality characteristic for each unit. Each unit is classified as acceptable or defective. Summarize these into a simple statistic, such as sample average. Compare the observed values to the allowable standard values defined in the quality plan. Make a decision to accept or reject the lot. The process steps for variable sampling are as follows. Take a sample and a measurement of a specified quality characteristic for each unit. Summarize these into a simple statistic, such as a sample average. Compare the observed values to the allowable standards defined in the quality plan. Make a decision to accept or reject the lot. The allowable standards, as defined in the quality plan, are referred to as the acceptable quality level, AQL. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines this as follows. When a continuing series of lots is considered a quality level that, for the purposes of sampling inspection, is the limit of a satisfactory process average. Sampling standards that can be used include in C/ASQCZ 1.42003, R2018, sampling procedures and tables for inspection by attributes, and in C/ASQCZ 1.92003, R2018, sampling procedures and tables for inspection by variables for percent nonconforming. These standards contain pre-calculated sample sizes for different size lots depending on whether the organization is using tightened, normal, or reduced sample size plans. The advantages of acceptance testing over full inspection are smaller staff requirements, less damage to goods, and reduced time and costs. Organizations that successfully apply statistical quality control can receive the Deming Prize. It is one of the most widely recognized quality awards worldwide. The Deming Prize was instituted in 1951 and is awarded to those companies that have successfully applied company-wide quality control based upon statistical quality control.